Hello, this is a message of hope and healing, and it's Barb, and I'm here with you today, and I am so thankful and privileged to be able to share just a bit about God's love for you. Okay, you guys, I've recorded this once, and it was way long, so I'm going to try and do it again and cut it down a little bit, but it's so powerful, and it's so filled with truth, a message of love that I don't want to miss anything, but I am so thankful and I am so blessed. Not because, and I want you to hear this, my life has always been easy, but it's one I have not been alone. God has held me and loved me and shown me mercy. And that's what this message is. This message is on God's mercy. I went this past week with my sister and her husband. He had a procedure in a hospital about 3 hours north of our hometown, and I went with them. I felt called to be there, and once we arrived and had just a little bit of time to pray before they took him back to be prepped, I looked down at my phone, as we're all known to do, and I read a text message that struck just panic into my heart, because something was revealed to me that was going to be devastating to my sister, who I love deeply, sitting across the chair from me. And I couldn't share it with her right then because her husband had just been sent back to get prepped for this procedure. What was told to me by my husband, Dave, was that their beloved Basset Hound had passed away. He was going to let him out while we were gone. He went to do that, and Porky had died. This was so big and so heavy because this was my sister's buddy. I'm just going to tell you. It was her confidant. It was her prayer partner. She would call it prayers with Porky, as she would pet him and say her prayers. It was her walking buddy. She told me they both had slowed down in their life, but they waited on each other. Amen. I love that. She told him her secrets, believing, of course, that he would keep them. So as I looked down and read this message that my husband had said, I'm so sorry to have to tell you, but Porky passed away today. And I looked up into my sister's eyes. I froze. I could not breathe. And I excused myself and went to the bathroom. And what I'm going to share with you is the miracle of God's mercy. So let's start with first things first. The first merciful miracle that I experienced was a spiritual slap from my husband. How is that merciful? I needed to hear, pardon me, bluntly and firmly, that I needed to get about the business of doing what God had called me to be there for, to do this day. And that was that I was placed in a merciful position for Carol and Larry. Had I not been there, had this not been that I could receive this, that I could hold this, that I could comfort them at a time when they would be told, it would have been different. But in God's merciful, loving way, I was to hold this, and my husband was to tell me, get about the business of doing what God's called you to be there to do. You need to step up and be what you're being called to do. You need to get a grip and get a grip on God that you tell everyone and share with them about. That's what was needed. That was God's mercy. Where else did I see God's mercy? I remember that calling for prayers was next to where I saw God's mercy, because at first I couldn't even breathe. I couldn't think. But once God gave me that, which showed me to call and ask for prayers and text people who would pray, I began to be able to breathe a bit, be more what I was calling to be for my sister as we were stepping through. Remember the boards you look at, being prepped, in progress, in recovery. There were moments that it was very much that she just needed me there. By asking for prayers, I was able to be fully present to her. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy was also shown in that it was Dave who went and checked on Porky. It wasn't a neighbor who didn't really know Porky or love him the way that Dave did. It was Dave. And it's not always that way, but Carol didn't want Larry to even have to think about asking a neighbor. She just took care of everything with Dave. So sometimes Dave would do it, but sometimes a neighbor would do it. It was Dave who was there, which was merciful, because the neighbor would have called Carol and Larry immediately. In God's mercy, it being Dave who let me know and me holding that burden was a merciful way for Carol and for Larry to know later, but not right now. It was Dave who would later send Carol a message saying, it was his honor to be there because he had brought Porky home when Porky was a pup, and we had gotten Porky, the family had, to all of our siblings to give to Carol as a gift. Dave had gone with me and we had picked Porky up. Dave had brought Porky home and he told her, and now it was his honor to take him home. Amen. It was mercy that I witnessed. I felt, as I have never understood it before, that God's mercy is a cushion that softens us, softens the hardness of where we land when we fall. Not telling Carol and Larry at that moment was merciful. Dave being the one to find Porky and be with him was merciful. The prayers of the people that were praying and asking for God to cover Carol and Larry in prayer was merciful. The spiritual slap that I received was merciful. I needed to be reminded, and you may need that, you guys, you may need that. You may need to be reminded to get about the business of doing what God has called you to do this day for another. Get out of the way. Don't be plugged up. Don't be stopped up. Do what God's calling. Get about the business of doing God's work this day. And another real, and I want to tell you this one so clearly that you can see it, merciful gift was their son, Richard. Richard is an only child of Carol and Larry's, and he is a wonderful man. He is a larger-than-life, barrel-chested man with a beard and a big, full head of black hair and dark beard. And when I called him, which I wasn't even thinking about him, honestly, I wasn't. But God gave me that, clearly lit the way to call Richard to get him there. And the funny thing is, my husband, my son, my daughter, I would tell you that they're all very intelligent people. But when I shared with them, none of them thought to tell me to call Richard. And yet later they said, well, why didn't I think of that? Because I didn't either. In the moment, everything kind of just blurred, but God showed me, lit ways, just lit the sides of the road that I was to take. And I called Richard. he couldn't come to the phone because he was in a meeting, and then but he could receive my text. And so as tough as it was, I had to text him what had happened. And he said, he, to be honest, he had to step out of the meeting and cry a bit. He stopped what he was in and he got up to the hospital. And the moment I saw him, I could release. I felt relief. I could share this that I was holding with a person who was right beside me and holding me, who loved them so deeply. And it lifted me. He lifted me. And God lifted, so much lifted me. So, what's next? Larry finished, they finished the procedure. And Larry, after a while, was allowed to be, to leave the hospital. And he was wheeled out in a wheelchair. And he and I went down to the car, and Richard and Carol had brought the car around for Larry to get in. And so many things worked out so, oh, you guys, just so beautifully, that we pulled the car around, Richard in the driver's seat, Larry sitting beside him, and Carol and I in the back seat. And he pulled the car by his car. And he said, I just thought we would just sit out here privately and talk for a bit. Sorry, I had to take a drink of water there. I'm getting a little choked up. And he, in the most compassionate and loving way, shared this devastating this devastating piece of information, their life with them, but he did it in a way that was filled with empathy and compassion and love and God's mercy. You guys, he sat in the driver's seat, but he reached around and he held on to his mom. He held her arm and she held on to his. And as he shared what he needed to share, as he told them this heartbreaking thing, I felt the love and the comfort run through his arm and fill into his mom's. I can't even explain, and I want to, that I could see it. Because with God's mercy, he was a human cushion. Can you ever imagine what I witnessed? Can you ever be that for another? God was calling and Richard was there. It was said in a way, and I won't share every word, cushioned on either side by such love and empathy. He actually, as he was telling them, took the pain inside himself. And as that got in him and filtered out through the words that he was saying and the way he held his mom, I felt the cushioning. I felt the way that they were told could not have been more loving, more private, more patient, as he waited for them and for her to process, to absorb what she had to hear. But as she absorbed, he was absorbing her pain. I know that God sent Richard, and I know that he delivered comfort. Comfort was called for, and comfort that was needed was given. And that is God's mercy. Amen. Where does this message originate? From God's message to us, from Scripture. In Hebrews 4:16, it says, "Let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Amen. And in a letter from Paul in Titus 3, verse 4 and 5, it says, "But when the kindness and the love of God appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy." Let's pray together now. Dear Lord, precious Jesus, I am so thankful, so blessed to be able to share this message of mercy with those that you love, with those that are in need. I think so much about everything that you have to give us and the ways that you show us this mercy. I also think it's merciful that all my us, let's switch those to hallelujahs. That's what I would share as I listen back and hear those us. Those are just in your mind here. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God has given us the gift of his Son, and in doing so has shown us the ultimate mercy. Receive that mercy. Receive that cushion, that soft landing when we fall. It's in the name of Jesus Christ, our Holy Savior, that we pray today. Amen.